May 25th, 2014, Sunday morning service. Today we are going to start from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8. But I want to review the verse 2 and 3 from the same section first. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. This entering into rest is what's talked about in this section. We need to remember that we enter into rest by faith and not by our performance. What it means is that even if we stop doing what we do, we still need to trust God that he would do what he has promised us to do. It's like you entrust someone with a project, but if you don't trust his ability to do the work, and then you will be worried, and then you will try to supervise him all the time, and it would not give you any rest at all. Likewise, if you trust that God will do it, we have to trust him. That's called faith. And since I have been a Christian for a long time, and I have read this section many times, and I think I have my own understanding of what a rest should be, but if God gives you a different revelation, you're free to pursue that. And so starting from the verse 8, For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Therefore rest for the people of God. This is like if a store is selling some product, be it bread or something else, as long as they are announcing the sales, that means that they still have the product in stock. The sales is still ongoing, because once the product is gone, and then they would stop the announcement. So if the Bible still talks about this rest, that means our need for entering into rest is still in effect. And since it was not too clear in the Japanese translation, I looked up the King James Version, and I understand that this rest is for each person. Like, if you go to school, each person wears a different name tag. Just like that, we each have a rest that is different from others. And some Christians enter into rest, and there are others who don't. Let's look at, start from verse 10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his work, from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Here, resting is actual resting, like laying down on the green grass, and running in a race is not called resting. The Bible recommends us to enter into rest, for God has also rested from his works. And we have to be diligent to enter that rest. It also says, it is hard to understand that we have to make such effort to enter into rest, but that's what the Bible says. So resting must be so important. This diligently entering into rest reminds me of someone that I used to work with. He always said that he had to make special effort to rest. Long time ago, I used to have a part-time job cleaning large tuna fish. It was a good paying job at that time. They pay me like 5,000 yen for half day's work. And sometime we would finish the work in 1 hour. And there was this man in his 30s who was working at the same place. And he would start his day around 5 a.m. at Tsukiji Fish Market. And then he came to our place and then worked with me afterward. And later in the afternoon, he would work at another cafe. So he already had bought a house, and he was planning to buy the second house, and he was also receiving a lot of phone call from realtors, and he was also trading gold, and he often told me about the gold market. I was not even interested in gold, nor I owned it. So, but since he talked so much about it, I learned that it was like 70 yen for 1 gram at that time. And I do remember that he was always saying that he had to make a special effort to have rest. Anyway, as the verse is saying, the resting from work is an important thing as a Christian. So I do hope that you each receive a revelation from God, what kind of rest you each need to enter in, since this is a very important thing in our Christian walk. When it comes to entering into rest, I have my own testimony. I am not the kind of person with many skills and talents, but I was very persistent and I was a hard worker, and I diligently work for things that I set mind to it. And when I was in my 20s, I used to go to this church in Nerima area, and I started going there when I was 17 or 18. And in my 20s, I was very devoted Christian, and I was passionately evangelizing on the street and by giving out flyers, and also did many other works for the church. And the church was growing too. And now that I think about it, I think God was trying to teach me about the rest. And 1 year, I had three major incidents. The first one was when I went to a church's summer camp, summer youth camp. The program had outing to the beach and then the Bible study to follow. And I went with a sense of responsibility that I had to lead this group of young people and I had to be an example for them. But on the first day of the camp, I was almost drowned in the sea. And I was later told that the pastor got really mad at me because the incident ruined the whole camp, which is understandable. I was taken by a big wave, and by the time someone pulled me out of the water into a rescue boat, I was unconscious. My pastor told me that he thought I was dead. He thought that I would not make it since my pupils were wide open. But I came back to life. And it was terrible and it was embarrassing experience. And I did not understand why it happened to me since I was so ready to work for the Lord at the camp. But later on, I felt like the Lord told me that He was not needing me to do those works for Him at the camp. Everyone made fun of me later, and I got so embarrassed about the incident. And that was only the prelude. There were two more major incidents that happened that year, which affected my life for many years to come. It was so hard, and I had to learn to let my hands go from all these activities and then trust His work instead of trusting my own work, 'cause I couldn't do anything. But now I look back, it was in a sense it was necessary because I was learning how to trust His work, but not my own work. That became a turning point in my Christian walk. I mean, I was already saved, but those incidents forced me to trust God rather than trusting my own work. And I am a type of person who cannot entrust work to other people. But after being beaten down so much, I had to give up in the end and gave up any trust that I had in my own work. And God's power kicks in only when we let our hands go. So only after that, I started receiving more revelations and then seeing more works of God. And I know this is not what the people of this world would say about resting, but God's way is higher than our ways. Jacob wrestled with God all night long and he was limping for the rest of his life. And that's what happens when you try to wrestle with God. And leaving him in that kind of physical handicap seems like a terrible thing in the natural, but in God's eyes, what he became after he had wrestled with God was a much, much more blessing. Verse 12 and 13. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. As the verse says, everyone's thoughts and intents are revealed in God's word. A good example is what happened in the Garden of Eden. God told Eve not to eat the fruit, but the serpent convinced Eve to eat the fruit. So that shows how much Eve trusted God's word. And Satan told even that if she ate the fruit, she would be like God. And that really did it to her. It's like women's magazine advertisement that this product will make you look like this celebrity. And so the serpent's challenge to Eve, saying that she'll be like God, revealed her weak point. So the way people read the Bible and hear God's words reveal their heart. When Jehovah's Witness or Unification Church distribute their own Bibles, I read their Bibles too, and I can see what they want to believe. And same thing with my previous pastor. He was preaching that we were to be lifted up before the tribulation, and now I know that this was what he wishes, because he doesn't want to experience tribulation. He probably thinks that the Bible verses he reads all point at what he wants to believe. And there is a Christian magazine which has the same name with our church. It has nothing to do with our church. And I agree with some of their teachings too, but they also talk about the second chance, which I don't agree with. Judah was not given the second chance. What they say sounds like no one is going to hell, and I think maybe the magazine publisher personally wishes that he has a second chance. It is true how the people read into the Bible shows the thoughts and intents of the heart of the person. So in order not to make such a mistake is to keep our focus on God and not to be swayed by our wants and needs. So that's why it says that God's word reveals people's heart. Verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Here I just want to look up what confession means. Let's look at the 1 Timothy 6:13. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Jesus confessed that he was the King of Jews when he was questioned by Pilate, whether he was questioned by Pilate. So that is what confession means. We need to be able to confess Christ to other people. Jesus said if we deny him, he would deny us before God and the angels. So try to confess your faith to people in your daily life. If you have to tell your boss that you cannot work on weekend because you go to church, tell them so that they will know that you're Christian, and even if they are not Christian, later on, that confession might become a reason for them to know Christ. Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. High priest is what Aaron was who brought sacrifice on behalf of his people. He had a garment with names of 12 tribes written on it. Now our high priest is Jesus Christ, and his garment might have your name written on it too, since you are also part of 12 spiritual tribes under his new covenant. Our high priest was also one of us, and he had human body and was tempted just like us, with his own human weaknesses, as the verse 15 says. So Jesus understands everything we go through. Some people think that Jesus was superhuman, but he wasn't. He was just another ordinary human. So he is merciful and compassionate for what we are going through. And this is important that we understand that too.